This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder has canceled in-person classes for the rest of the semester. Students will complete courses online starting Monday. Staff are being asked to work remotely if possible. However, the Boulder campus will remain open. CU Colorado Springs is also transitioning most of its classes to online learning, at least into mid-April. Nearby Colorado College has asked students to try to stay off campus until mid-April and attend classes remotely. Both Colorado senators voted today to overturn a federal rule that limits debt relief for students defrauded by schools. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The rewrite of the borrower defense rule by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos would make it harder to cancel the loans of students at shuttered institutions like the Art Institute of Colorado. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says nearly 4,000 Colorado borrowers are seeking relief from predatory schools. GOP Senator Cory Gardner says it's important that when fraud or abuse occurs, there's a straightforward process in place to adjudicate and forgive student loans. The resolution now heads to the president's desk. The White House said last month they'd recommend the president veto it, letting the DeVos rule take effect. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A former Air Force Academy cadet has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for sexual assault. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Alvaro Pablo Velarde raped a female cadet in her dorm room at the academy in Colorado Springs in 2018. 68 in Pueblo, 63 in Denver. This is CPR News.